Hi, I'm Colin, and welcome to Zone of Thoughts. No longer having the Twitter and Facebook apps installed on my phone has been incredibly cathartic, but it's only been a start. I don't have any games installed either. I have to remove them as I get hopelessly addicted, but then bored very quickly. The highs and then the crash. If I do install a game, I end up having to remove it before that addiction creeps in, or at the very least before I get bored, because then I know I'm spending way too much time on it. So I try not to install any in the first place. I've also removed a number of other apps. The total I have is actually pretty small, and the number I use is even less. So I was thinking about this and making a few notes for this episode. I started taking some more even more drastic action. I turned off all media notifications, even email ones, and also removed the app now that I'm hardly using it. If I do need to read something, then I can use the website, right? Also, sharing from Safari better fits with my workflow rather than from the app. But I'm a bit anal in the way that I manage things. I like to have complete rows on my home screen, so when I remove Medium, something had to take its place. The only problem was there wasn't really another app that I felt warranted bumping up to the first screen. In the end, I promoted podcasts, I at least use that a lot. Still, back to the point of this. It always seems that the more capable devices become, the less I do with them. Or maybe it's that my use becomes more focused. So many say that their phone is a distraction and used to fill in the idle moments just flicking up and down feeds and apps. You know, you hear the term, it's Facebook time. Okay, so micro.blog and Slack are installed on my phone, which are two apps that I could reach for and constantly check for updates to get that fix. But I find they're less immediate, less demanding. Something that I can control, dipping into occasionally rather than feeling the need to always check them. Similarly, Feedly is not a constant draw, but I do struggle with that from time to time, refreshing it to check for new items in the feeds that I subscribe to. But what I've actually decided to do, which is really an extension of where I was before, is make it so that my phone doesn't present opportunity to waste time. If I'm going to be spending time on it, which I'll admit is a lot, then I want that time to be productive. I want my options to be limited so that I'm either creating or learning. Sometimes both. Not wasting time. Filling time, not killing it. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.